leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Alrighty, 61 degrees, 752 right here on Palmetto Mornings. I wonder how many of our listeners know that today is a very important day. And rather than share what today is, I will let the expert, not the doctor that Lucas and I play on TV, but the actual doctor in studio. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings, Dr. Scott Oliver, of Oliver Eye Associates. Right. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Patty. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Of course, you're also, you know, radio star with your information-based program, Watch Your Eyes.
Watch Your Eyes, right.
I have learned so much.
Really?
I used to think it was just, hey, it's, you know, get your eyes checked. You're either, it's kind of like going to the dentist. No
right.
cavities, no glasses,
yeah.
Good to go. But there's a lot your eyes can reveal.
Yeah, tons of stuff that we can see in the eyes, through the body, that nobody knew that they had. That's pretty cool.
Today is World Sight Day.
Yep.
I did not realize either that so many people have opportunities to see better.
Yeah, that's World Sight Day is a day of recognition, basically a day of awareness for sight.
Mm-hmm.
And the stats now are more than a billion people globally have some type of vision issue, whether it be nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, cataracts, glaucoma, that are undiagnosed, uncorrected, didn't know they had it.
And that's what's so sad, because technology has come so far. When my grandfather was living and he had cataract surgery, as I recall, they actually cut and they would have to sew.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a long time. I don't know that he ever really adjusted. Explain what cataract surgery looks like today.
It is so different. It is first of all, it's the most common surgical procedure in America. And it is done without any general anesthesia. There's some local drops that are put in to numb you up really pretty well. There still are cuts made, but the cuts are now made by this laser. We used to have a scalpel, but now they have a laser, and the laser makes a very small incision, goes in and removes the cataract, puts the new lens in. The cut is a sutureless cut. There's no stitches to it. It heals itself. And
that's amazing.
You're in and out in 25 minutes.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty amazing surgery.
Another thing that they tell you about your eyes is don't put your finger in your eyes.
Right.
And if you are wearing contacts, which that is another material product that has changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You need to always wash your hands.
Yep.
Some bad things can happen, and this I heard on Watch Your Eyes. But why is it so important not to put dirty fingers anywhere near your eyes?
Well, our fingers are dirty.
Yeah.
Our hands are dirty. And when you put contact lenses in, you're transferring whatever's on your fingers into your eye, typically bacteria, and which can cause pink eye. Everybody's heard of pink eye. But there's all kinds of different diseases that pink eye can cause, different corneal ulcers, keratitises, things that are not fun to have, but sometimes are sight-threatening.
And again, the sooner you see a doctor to diagnose.
Yeah. Early treatments, everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You can set yourself up for some, you know, some serious situations. It's got to be very rewarding, though, as an eye doctor, because a lot of times, especially with children, they don't know what the world is supposed to look like if they've never had clear vision.
Right. It's so fun to get that 6, 7, 8-year-old kid that comes in. Mom and dad are really nearsighted, but they don't really think anything about their kid being nearsighted because they don't see through their kid's eyes. And they come in and we'll check their eyes and find out they're quite nearsighted.
Nearsightedness
means they can see pretty well up close,
okay,
but far away they cannot see. And so what I typically do is I'll say, okay, Mom, come on outside, and I'll take the kid out there with some handheld lenses, and I'll get the mom on the other end and said, okay, just watch your kid's face. And I put the lenses in front of them, and they see the world. And the smile that the kids get, I never get tired of that.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, That's amazing. When we have days where it feels like it's in high definition TV, it must be that plus more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come in, they can't see the big E, and they leave seeing leaves on the tree for the first time.
Wow.
I didn't know. I thought these were just big green blobs. You know, it's pretty.
You just don't know. And what a difference that would make in learning and your attitude and confidence in the classroom.
Absolutely.
So really, if a child is struggling in school, one of the first things that you should do is check their eyesight.
Yeah. If you've got some vision issues, specifically farsightedness, which is the opposite of nearsighted, farsighted people can see pretty good far away. They can see pretty good up close, but they have to work harder at it.
That's like presbyopia, too. That can develop as you get older,
right? And so the kids, their desire to read is gone.
It's too hard.
Yeah, they get tired of reading, so they just don't. And then their reading comprehension slacks, and their grade levels start to slack, and confidence starts to go away. And, yeah, so it can make a big difference in kids' education.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, something that is interesting is when I was touring one of the new schools in Fort Mill, they had a room designated for vision therapy.
Right.
What is that?
Vision therapy is a branch of optometry which deals with training the eyes how to overcome certain conditions. Just like occupational therapy, physical therapy, there's therapy for the eyes. People that have crossed eyes, people that have a condition called lazy eye or amblyopia. We can typically in the past, people have done patching where they patch the good eye and force the bad eye to work.
Right.
Don't do some of that still done, but there are much, much more things for vision therapy. It's a really rewarding section of optometry.
I would say, yeah, if you've got a kid that doesn't like to read, maybe there's a reason.
Right.
And, of course, what a great day on World Sight Day when we are raising awareness. Make the appointment. Dr. Oliver, you are right here in Rock Hill, and I think you've been the doctor for all my family, generation upon generation. So, anyway, you're well known. Thank you so much for all the information you
share. Thanks, Patty.